Life can get pretty complicated. In the Simply Practically Human podcast, Mark Lebusque talks to incredible humans to see the way forward more clearly through the complexity in the world and in our heads. Let's get ready to thrive.
Hey, g'day there, fellow humans. Mark Lebusque here for the Simply Practically Human podcast, the 4S edition, and could well be the shortest one of all time. I'm recording this on a day where I have now inhabited this earth for 20,454 days. So yes, today it is my 14th Olympics or my 56th year that I've been on this earth. So happy birthday to me. Had a great day. And today's topic is sort of aligned to milestones and in particular, the C word, not the C word that you might be thinking of, but the C word, which is celebrate and celebrations. And today has been a day of celebrations for me. I plan every year, thanks to Shay, my executive assistant, who goes into my diary every year and makes sure that when we come to the birthdays that are in the diary, we make sure that all the birthdays of the family members are captured. So they go in first. So mine's in there and it's a bit like it's a no work day, even though I had to do a few things today because I've got a trip tomorrow to Perth in Western Australia to get over there and do some work with a new client that I'm looking forward to. But today was all about me. And look, many people who know me will say every day is fucking about you, mate. So yeah, I don't like to think that that's the case, but sometimes it is. So today was a day of celebration. And the reason I want to talk about this topic is that I don't think we celebrate enough. And that's a lot of what I'm hearing as I get around talking to my clients, talking to people that I'm either coaching one-to-one or talking to team members or just talking to teams in general, is that we don't seem to celebrate as much as we should. Now, whether that's celebrating things outside of work or in the workplace. So, for instance, tonight, my major celebration of today was to go out for dinner tonight with my family, with Alison, Sam, Amy, and Zoe and their partners, except for you, Tom, who didn't come out and had told Alison on Monday you couldn't make it because you're playing indoor Aussie rules. And then you rang me today to say happy birthday and tried to shirk the issue, mate. But I brought it up and I thought you handled it pretty well. So hopefully you can come to my 57th, mate. It'd be good to have you there. So we went out for dinner tonight. We had a bit of a mixed Thai meal, which I love, a couple of drinks and some great conversation. It's always nice to get together, particularly now that we're empty nesting and we don't see them as much as we used to. So let's get into this topic of celebration. When was the last time you celebrated something? Was it celebrating something at the end of some achievement, or did you celebrate it during the steps through, the little things that you did along the way? Why is it at times you think we struggle to celebrate? Why don't we make a big deal of things like our birthdays? I know I do because I just think it's a really important day. Why don't we make a big deal of the things that we deliver in the workplace as well? What's the worry there? And why is it that milestones that come up, we treat them at times as if they're nothing? So I'm going to share with you, and I really like these. These aren't mine, but I'm going to share them. Then I'm going to give you five things I think you should celebrate. But I've come across some work by a fellow by the name of Neil Samudre. I hope I've said his name right. But he talks about why it is that we don't celebrate as much as we should. And I'm sure some of you listening will be able to relate to these. The first one is we don't want to steal other people's happiness. So there's this idea that perhaps there's not enough to go around. So maybe we should make sure that others are getting the happiness and that if we celebrate, that maybe we're taking it away from someone else. It's a nice, you could argue that's a nice human quality to have, that we want to share that around. But I want you to think about the fact that if you're not recognizing those moments because we think it might take away from others, you might like to think about it this way, that by celebrating that, you're inviting other people to celebrate with you. Just as we did today, Alison and I went out and played golf. We had a lot of fun doing that. We went out for a quick bite to eat and then we went out for dinner. So it was the invitation to others to come along and celebrate. And I didn't feel like I was taking anything from them. I thought I was giving them something. The second one is, we don't allow ourselves to celebrate because we're always worried about what we're going to lose. So we don't want to step into the joy of celebration because then we're like, well, shit, then we're going to lose that somewhere down the track. And that's our little lizard brain kicking in and taking over and going, at some point in time, things are going to go wrong. And, you know, I've had that thought myself at times that, you know, I'm building a business up, the business goes all right, but let's not celebrate too much just in case it goes to shit in the next year or two. With the talk of economic doom and gloom, I talked about the economic cliff last week.
But done.
Those things can be in the back of your mind, fellow humans, but you should also at the same time be celebrating the things that are happening well.
They'll focus on
this is a big one, and I think this is more related to the workplace, and I've only just been having conversations about this one in the last couple of days.
We should celebrate along the way. We should celebrate the
little
wins.
We don't think we can celebrate until the work is done.
However small they might be, and it's all the little things that we do.
There's so many people that when the work is done, even if it's 99% done right, they'll focus on that 1% that's not.
Let's not wait till...
And this isn't my thing, but I think this is something that everyone should consider,
whatever it might be.
We should celebrate along the way. We should celebrate the little wins, whatever they might be. However small they might be, it's all the little things that we
do great work
that add up to the big thing. So let's not wait till the end. Let's not wait till we've delivered on the big program of work or the big project or whatever it might be. You need to continue to feed yourself along the way with your positive emotions, as Neil says, so that you can continue to show up motivated to do great work. The next one's about social acceptance. And there's this idea that we shouldn't make a big deal of celebrations because we need to be humble. And celebration is perhaps not as socially acceptable as we think it is. So we need to be careful that we might piss people off and alienate ourselves because we look like we've got a big head. I love watching elite sports people who, when they've really nailed something, they're very, very happy to talk about whether they think they're in flow or in the zone or whatever it might have been, but they will tell you about how good they were. And just it was a day where nothing could go wrong for them. And they'll talk that up. And I think sometimes people cringe about that. I used to cringe a bit when I'd hear it. I'd like, bloody hell, you got tickets on yourself. But why not celebrate that? When you've had that amazing moment or that amazing day, or it might have been an amazing program of work or a project or whatever it is, that it's important that you celebrate it and you don't shrink back and think, well, I wonder what other people are thinking about me. This isn't the socially acceptable way to be. Because someone's going to come and try and cut me down. I think you need to be courageous and brave enough to step into your celebration and sort of say, fuck those who aren't going to come along for the ride, who aren't socially accepting what I've done, because what I've done, I'm proud of. The next one's around boredom. And, you know, this idea of every year you celebrate an anniversary, every year you celebrate holidays, celebration can become repetitive. Well, I say this, change it up. Celebrate your birthday. Celebrate the birthdays of others that are near and dear to you. Celebrate key days in progress for your team. Celebrate team birthdays. Celebrate team anniversaries, whatever it might be. You know, there's sort of this thing now, oh, you can't do it in the workplace because then other teams don't do it and then they'll get the shits on. But maybe you need to role model it and start to celebrate a bit more. And mix up what you're doing. Like this year it was golf. Last year we would have done something totally different because Alison wasn't playing golf, but we would have gone out and celebrated the birthday. And next year I'm sure we'll do something different. So have some variety in your celebration so you don't get bored of the repetition and sort of think, oh, here we go again. And the last one, and this is a big one that I think about because I talk about this a lot, you know, 12.5 to 65,000 thoughts a day, 80% of them are negative. We spend so much time thinking about the negative stuff that we can't notice when something good happens in our lives. Our negativity bias kicks in and they weigh so heavy on us that we miss the joy of celebration. So it's time for you to think about, rather than going to the negative, that perhaps you should spend a bit more time in what I call your good news filing cabinet, pulling stories out from along the way in order to celebrate whatever the milestone might be, whatever the success might be. And here's some things that I think, five things from me that have really been useful for me to, whilst it's not always up and about in celebration, that it helps me to stay away from the bad news filing cabinet. And perhaps, as I said, some times I had towards the end of last year where it felt really hard to find joy in any celebration. So the first one that I think about is you need to celebrate along the way. Small steps, celebrate them, whatever, however small they are. It could be it's just one little thing that happened on a day. It could be a relationship, a conversation that you had with someone. It could be some food that you ate. It could be how something smelt for you. Whatever it might be, celebrate it. Stop in the moment and think about it. Number two, you must celebrate your milestones. And I know some people start to get to, particularly on birthdays, oh, I'm getting old and whatever else, but I think it's important that the milestones are celebrated, whether they're birthdays for you, for others, anniversaries. Anniversaries could be based around your partner. They could be based around your workplace. They could be based around a whole lot of things, but celebrate the milestones. I know that Alison's really good at remembering the birthdays of our four dogs. So we love to have a little celebration when the dogs come across their birthdays. This is a new one for me, but it's been amazing, celebrating by journaling. And I've got a great little journal that I don't necessarily get to every day, but I like to fill it out. And I just capture the small things, the little things that make me happy and that I can reflect on, a relationship I have with someone, some sort of affirmation that I want to share with myself. The affirmations I look at the moment is that you're enough, that you should celebrate your success, that you should reach out and both accept help and give help.
That you've done today.
So these things are things I think about every day.
Or whatever it might have been.
You should celebrate even if it pisses other people off, because that's more about them and less about you. Enough said about that one.
Right now, because
and I want to finish with this one, number five.
There's too much negativity and doom and gloom.
Why don't you celebrate something right now?
We don't want to be part of that.
Whatever it could be, the smallest thing that you've done today or yesterday or whatever it might have been, just take a few minutes or a minute, whatever it might be, and celebrate something right now, because there's too much negativity and doom and gloom going around, and we don't want to be part of that dragging of human beings down. So there you go. It's been a big day. I've enjoyed my day. I've celebrated my day hard. I've had a whole lot of things. There's been some self-time. There's been some family time. There's been a little bit of work time as well. I had some things to get done before I catch a plane tomorrow to Perth. And this time I won't take my electric toothbrush, because last week apparently it started to vibrate and they couldn't load it on the plane. So that'll be being left behind this time. Hey, if you like this one, why not rate it 5 stars? If it's been helpful for you to think and get you out of the, I guess, the downer way to be more about celebration, and share it with your friends. And if you loved it, do please do that. Share it with your friends. Get your friends to subscribe. I'm enjoying doing those little podcasts. I hope you're enjoying them too. Going to finish it off there by saying my usual words. Keep it simple. Keep it practical. And keep it human. Bye for now.